Seder, Elinu, we say Kamu Menes Priva, it's the Mokum Alenu. The Goyim of his Pirushan, our Lord explains that he's coming to teach us a lesson about Yitzias Mitzrayim. The experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim wasn't something that happened many years ago, and we're celebrating an event that he really went to freedom out of Mitzrayim. The meaning of Yitzias Mitzrayim was that it was an uplifting experience for the Yidden. It lifted them up. Kama Milus Toivos Aleinu. He says the Tesva of Milus Toivos that we say in the Dayenu are connected the Tesva of Milus that there were in the Beis Hamikdash and the Tesva of Shira Milus that David says in Tehillim, but Shlomo HaMelech was misspelled. We prepare the doors of the Beis Hamikdash when we go to Beis Hamikdash. But the reason why it's Keneged, it's Tezvav, Keneged Tezvav, is it's coming to teach us, just like we understand, when you go into the Beis Hamikdash, if you could imagine walking up the steps of the Beis Hamikdash, going into the Beis Hamikdash, the hergish that we would feel going into the Makom Kaddish, the Makom Hachi Kaddish that there is in the whole world, is when we're taking those steps, going up those steps, can you imagine how we would feel, the pressure we would feel, the inspiration we would feel as we walked up those steps to the Beis Hamikdash? As who I did it, every Leila Seder, we're going through the same steps. We're going through the test world mindless. The Haini, the opinion of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to lift us up. It was to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like steps to Shemayim, steps to the Beis Hamikdash, steps to Olam Haba. And that's what the Leila Seder is. Every Leila Seder has in it more steps to travel in life. In life, we have a mission we're supposed to accomplish. We have a goal that we're supposed to accomplish. And every year in it has a new level, a new notch, new steps to go up to a new shar in Avodas Hashem, a new shar in Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a new shar in Achizuk in Torah. As Kama Mayim's Torah is L'makom Aleinu, every Leila Seder is a totally new experience that we've never had before. Sure, if you can imagine, if you had to go in the Empire State Building, as you have to go floor by floor. As last year we went up to floor number 2, this year we can go up to floor number 3. However, if done properly, the Leila Seder, instead of going up one flight, you can go up 10 flights. You can go up 50 flights. As much effort and as much thought you put into the Leila Seder, by the midi you have a koyach to be mis'aleh. As there's 15 steps, but you can take big steps and you can take little steps. And there are people that go through the Leila Seder and unfortunately they take very little steps. You can't see it. And there are other people that go through the Leila Seder and it could be an experience that changes their life. Be'ez Hashem, we want to try to focus in a little bit in understanding how the Leila Seder can help us change and help us grow in our Avodas Hashem, take those steps of Kirvas Hashem. Because in the Kisvei Ari, it says that the mitzvahs Pesach, Matzah, and Maror is the gematria krasan. It's just like before the Tkiyah Shofar, we're all misayir, we say the Tehillim, and we koyre kras satan before we blow the shofar. We know the shofar is such a powerful tool. It can kill the satan and it can give us life. The same koyach of kras satan that the shofar has on Rosh Hashanah, the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Maror, and it's not said that we don't eat the Korban Pesach, of the seeper of the Korban Pesach, and the eating of the matzah and the maror has a koyach in it to be koyrea the satan, to rip the satan out from us. And just like you understand, there are machlas and diseases that a person has, and sometimes you can't take it all out in one shot, but you took out a nice chunk of the machla. It's huadim, kras satan, every leila seder, the pesach, the matzah, the maror al shum ma, has a koyach to rip out the satan from inside of us. This is one koyach of the Leila Seder. And the Arizal says that the way it has a koyach of doing it is it developed in us the seichel and the haskel, the koyach of the mayach. He says it's connected to the three halakim of the mayach. Every person's brain is mukar from three chalakim. As Pesach matzah marer are connected to three chalakim, we find that Nisan is Rosh, it's the beginning of the Yiddish Hashana. And the Maral, other Mefarshim say that the Lashon Rosh is doima to the Rosh on a person. Just like we understand, the Rosh of the person is the Ikar of person. The Seichel of the person is the Ikar of Adam. As the Ikar Hashana is the Rosh Hashana. As the Rosh Hashana Beregalim is the Rosh Hashana of Nisan. It's another Rosh Hashana in Tishrei. Each one has its inyane. But Nisan is the time when we're really supposed to think over our Hashkafas Achayim and start building them and developing our Hashkafas Achayim in a Torah-dic way. How do we do it? We do it through the Leil HaSeder. As in order to understand a little bit more how we do it, as there's a Rashi in the beginning of Parsha Shmois. Shmois, the Ramban says, is the Sefer of Gula. In the Sefer of Golos, the Sefer of Gula, as it explains to us what's the idea of Golos. The union in Golos Mitzrayim, what was the idea of the Golos? As Rashi in the beginning of Shmoy says, that it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moina the Shvatim. As Rashi says, why was he Moina the Shvatim? Loidia the Shvach, that they Nimshol the Koychavim. As the Sras Emes says beautifully, that why is Rashi saying, comparing the Yidin to Koychavim in the beginning of Seder Shmois? Because when we go into a Golos, and the Choshech of Golos, as the Choshech of Golos takes away and doesn't let every Yid shine with the beauty that he has inside, and the Seder Shmois is coming to the Galatas, that every Yid has a beautiful shine to him. It could be a Koychav. It could be a choychav that lights up the night. As that's what Seder Shmos is coming to teach us. We have a Golos, and we have tremendous nisyanis. But those nisyanis are given to us today, that if we're miskabe on the nisyanis, as we will be koychavim ha-me'idim es ha-layla. Hecha advar me'idim, very powerful Rashi, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara says that there was a Tana Ma'ukva, and he was called Eziv Lizdav Le'ekibar Batya. And people saw him as he had the shine of Moshe Rabbeinu. As when we think who has the shine of Moshe Rabbeinu, we think a person who since the day he was born, he was like the Vilna Gaon, he was in the Beis Medrash the whole day, and he never left the Beis Medrash. As this person shines like Moshe Rabbeinu, he was mamish born Kaddish Mitar. For us, that we should ever shine like Moshe Rabbeinu, we should have that beautiful light of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kanei Ahari, not Shaykh. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says a story about how he got his beautiful shine. He says that Tzosi b'Seifa Agodah, Shoyim Ha'upa Bal Tshuva, Shanasim Eina B'Isha Achaz, V'Hela Libo Itina. The Gemara tells a story that there was a person that he saw an Eishes Ish, a beautiful Eishes Ish. And he had a tremendous taiva to be mezana with her. He had such a tremendous taiva that when he wasn't able to, he fell sick. He wanted it so bad that he got sick from it. He was nafal lemita, the nafal b'chayli. Ve'eshes ishaisa was asafir. V'yomim mitzuchah l'mamis mimeni. After a time, she needed to borrow money from him. V'itach doichon nisrasis lo. She went in and she said, I'm asking to be resigned with you. She lent me the money. He was Koyush as Yetzer, a tremendous Nisan. You can imagine how much he wanted it. He got sick because he wanted it so much. But he was Koyush as Yetzer, a Pachur Lashalom, in Israel. When this person walked into the Beis Medrash, everyone saw a shining light. It looked like there was light on him. What did he do that was so special? He had a tremendous insight. Insight that he had a tremendous title. And he was a Skabel. Through that Skabelis, he became a Or, a Meir Es HaLayla. In those days, they were Giluyim. We saw the people who were Meir Es HaLayla. But now we're not zeichet to say to him. Aber yavoy ha'yoy min iskala.
Eidwa Bochim, who live in a dark where it used to be, where you had to go so far in order to see things, now on the palm of your hand, call to this island, this Matzah on the palm of your hand, call Mashat Eretz Hashem. As Mishim is Chazik, as that Gavali Bekoyach HaYetzer, Mishim is Chazik, the Efshel Tayer, the Efshel Shayer, the Yoifi, that one day he will shine, one day he will shine with such a beauty. Zel Umazer Oser Lekim, that for everything that there is in Kedusha, there's something in Tuma. In Tuma, there's something called the star. There's a baseball star, there's a movie star. Yeah. Those are stars. They always take what we have in Kedusha and they put it in Tuma. That's a star. Someone who could move very fast and he could put a ball in the rim. Thus is Kavis Adam. Thus is Madish, what makes a person special. Shumza Yitzarak and Yibarav Adam, read them like Das, Vesechel, Vahaskel. You should be able to do such a thing. Yeah. A movie star, you could put on a show and live in Eilam HaShaker. Kol Kula Eilam HaShaker. Thus is a star. Thus is an emissary star. But we live never in a society. These are the stars. These are the taps. These are ki'ilu, but appears to us like stars. In Yiddishkeit, we have stars also. We have a different society. It's not the guy who could shoot the ball and hoop the best. He's the star. Every single Yid is a star. He's a star that shines bright. If he's misgavra on his yetzer, he has a beauty inside him, which there's no star in the world which comes close to the yefi of such a yid. The koyach of his kavus on a yetzer, what a person does, when he has it aside, he has his matzah from choshech, with his tremendous mistakes, and he takes a step, and even could be he's not perfect. Could be he falls once in a while, and he's not perfect. But if he takes every step that he takes, Lashon Mishnah Sharm, Kifi Ashir Shem Kovesh is Yitzray. Every mashu that he does, every Krishas and Yitzray that he does, every time he doesn't look, if you'd imagine the beauty that he's making for himself, how he's uplifting himself, how he's shining. This is the Kayach of Golos. Golos is his man of Choshech, it's his man of Nisyanis. But if we take the Nisyanis and we try to be Miskaber over them, as Hal Gufa, the Fum Sara Adra, we could shine so bright, we could be so special, Kol Echad in his matter, in his way, in his chesed, in his avoida, in his Torah. Every mashu that a person does when he has an Nisayim, he comes to Seder earlier. He puts extra time to make sure he learns the whole Seder. He doesn't say drawing the Talon during Seder. He does extra chesed, he's more sensitive to other people. He davens with more kavana. Every mashu is making a person so much more special. It's making a person shine. Yeah. Rambam. Now, the derech klal, what stands in the way of a person is a person feels that tzaddikim were born tzaddikim. Nebuch, I wasn't born a tzaddik. Look at the tishkach, look at the way I lived the rest of my life. You see, I'm not a tzaddik. Rambam says something powerful in Hilchos Tshuva and Perikei. Rambam says, "Reshus kol adam nesulam, in roitz lahatis atzma l'derech atoyva liyoy tzaddik, harishus biyodam. In roitz lahatis atzma l'derech ra liyos rasha, harishus biyodam." Everyone, if they want to be a tzaddik, they could be a tzaddik. If they want to be a rasha, they could be a rasha. Who says that the tzaddikim are born tzaddikim? Tipshaya umas, b'rei gomei bnei Yisrael. People are like the goyimis of bnei Yisrael. Goyim means an incomplete person who doesn't have complete seichel. Shekodesh Baruch Hu goyzer al olam yichilas b'yasai. Who's going to be the tzaddikim and who's going to be the rishayim? Ein hadavar kein. Every person, Ramon goes through all midas. He could be a tzaddik to Moshe Rabbeinu, a rasha to Yerachon. Vikizeh godu batoiru, vikizeh ikagodu hu amud hatoiru v'amitzus. Ramon says, this nekuda is the Amurif Torah Mitzvahs. Because how can I get Tzchag if I'm not, if I can't be a Tzchag? If I never was, if I was born a Tzadik, why should I get Tzchag? If I was made to be a Rasha, how can I get an Einish? Because if you don't believe in this, how can you believe in Tzchag V'Einish? As the Rambam says, it's Igor Godel, it's Amud Shal HaTorah. The Hainu, it's a Nekuda, and it's a very powerful Nekuda for us to have. If someone would look at you and say, you could be a tzaddik if you wanted, it's up to you. You make the decision on yourself. But there are many things in life, we think we make the decision, we want to make the decision, but really, HaKol Nigzer Al Adam, whether you be an usher or an ani, whether you be a giver or a chalash, whether you be a chacham or a tibesh, HaKol Nigzer Al Adam, the Gemara says, HaKol Bidei Shamayim, Chutz V'Yir Shamayim. There's only one real decision that you make for yourself in life, and that is Yir HaShamayim. Are you going to be a tzaddik or are you going to be a rasha? As every person, it's biyadai. What is it biyadai? Do you want to shine like a kecha? Do you want to shine with beauty that shows the beauty of a human being? Chas v'shalom, do you want to be the other way? But many times a person could feel it's all very nice if I would have started off at tzaddik. But if you would know how much I did already, as it's possible for me to be a tzaddik, I may be so much under the bridge, have so much behind me, as how can I be a tzaddik? As there's another Gemara, there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, from Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara tells us a story about a person who's called Elazar ben Dudaria. This was a person, so if you want to know, shifle shivashiflus, lowest from the low. Lowest from the low is a person who cannot leave a zayna shaloi ba'alah. Pamacha shomashi zayna achas b'krachay yam. But he's going to tell us, kiz dinarim b'schara. B'holach ba'alah, mamish v'sirus nefesh. If there weren't enough over here, if there weren't enough in Manhattan, he has to go somewhere else. Of course, the krachay ayam, but he's going to tell us kiz dinarim. He had to pay a tremendous amount. Shiva nairis. He went over shiva nairis. B'shah selgul double v'ficho v'amet. He was a basketball in the first and learned. K'shem sheyifach hazu enoch ezeres l'mtayma. Kach elozer ben dudaya. As he was a person, the basketball went out. You're a lost case. Now, if a Rebbe would come over and tell us you're a lost case, we would give up, we would believe him. Elazar ben Dudaya had a basko telling him he was a lost case. And boy, he had what to be lost from. Every zayin in the world, he didn't leave one over. As you would think, he's shiflus, 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 shiflus. I am v'nayir the shiflus. And even if one or two, even you could be every zayin in the world. In shiflus kamaya, shiflus azu. As what did he do? He went and he asked the Harim to help, the Gvayas to help. At the end he said, Ein Adova Tali LMB. And this is the big Yisrael of the Rambam. Do you want to be a tzaddik? Let's see, do you act like one? If you're not acting like one, there's one answer. Ein Adova Tali LMB. Who you, whoever you are, whatever you've done, you could shine so bright. But you have to realize one thing, Eina Dova Tali Yali B. It's not Tali because I was brought up a certain way. It's not Tali because my Rebbeim are a certain way. You have certain Ashkafis Achayim, I have certain friends. Eina Dova Tali Yali B. As it says that he was Imiach Reishai Ben Brecha, Begol Bepchia, Achi Yotzitza Hishmasa, Yosef Basko V'Oma, Rebbe Loza Ben Dudayu, Mizumin L'chai Yolam Abba, Taisus in Ksubis says, Rizumin l'chai yoylam abba means no one should get it. Taisus says, Kol Yisrael yeshlam chayyad yoylam abba. What does it mean, Rizumin l'chai yoylam abba? He didn't have one should get it. Nifludik, every zayin in the world, is a virus, is a tumor. He went from Shbil HaTumis straight to Gan Eden. The Rege Echad. From one Hakara, what it can do to a person, the person's machinamus. How powerful that Korah of Ein Adova Tali Elabi is.
The Gemara fears us. Bachu Rebbe va'ama yesh koina alama b'kamashonim. Yesh koina alama b'shah achas. Bama Rebbe loy dayim v'bali tshuva shebekamen oisa v'al shekayin oisa Rebbe. To be called Rebbe in those days was a dagu v'voyim ma'ayim. The shayla is Rebbe started to cry. He worked an entire life and this person in one rega was mahapach hakol. Why is Rebbe crying? Rebbe should have been happy. He was Zeicha. Rebbe couldn't forgive him. Avada Rebbe could forgive him. But why was Rebbe crying? Because there's a Sefer Yad HaMelech on the Rambam. There's a beautiful pirish. You know what Rebbe was crying about? Because he learned the appreciation of time. We have so many seconds in our life that we could have done major things with, and we wasted. Rebbe was crying, look what a person could do in a short amount of time. If I only knew that, I would have lived life different. If Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Mesada Mishnayos, could say such a line, I would have lived my life different. What do we have to say? All our shayis that we use, that we could have turned it around, we could have made ourselves so special, and instead we throw it away. How much do we have to be boicha? Rebbe was boicha. How much do we have to be boicha on all our shows of our life that we weren't koina? As much as we're boicha in the past, we can be mechazin for the future. Let's make our lives more meaningful. Let's use our lives in a way that will make it more meaningful. There's certain times when that shah achas that a person can make a change are more misugalim. There's the ace l'kol davar. When is that time to make a change? Chodesh Nisan. The Seder, the Lela Seder, that's the time to make a change. We say in the Haftarah on Shabbos, that falls out on Pesach, we lay the Haftarah of Trias HaMesim, of the Atzmas Yivashim of Yecheskel. Nisan is a time you could take dry bones and make a Trias HaMesim. This is the koyach of the skatchus of Nisan. We lay in Parshas HaChodesh. We should have called it Parshas HaPesach. The other ones we call Parshas HaShkolim. We didn't call it after the first word in the Parsha. Parshas HaParah. Parah is not the first word in the Parsha. We call it after the Toichin. As this should be called Parshas HaPesach. We learn about the Korban Pesach and the other mitzvahs. Parshas HaChodesh? That's the way you define it. It's coming to teach us what Pesach is about. Pesach is about Ischachus. It's a zman of Tchia. It's a zman to be Mischadish. To change our Hashkafes HaChayim in a way that will make an everlasting impression on us. How do we make an everlasting impression? As we think when we come to the Lela Seder, to make an everlasting impression, I'm going to have to buy a new Haggadah with new Pirushim and say new Shtikuch Tairis, and that's going to make a change on me. And we don't realize the words of the Haggadah are so powerful. If they're said with meaning, they can make such a change in a person. When you say the words of the Haggadah, the kol koyach shel kedusha kesham apecha atamen b'hem. When you speak about Hashkachas Hashem and you think about what you're saying, you're not just saying Hashem watches. I'm saying it with my mouth and my head. I feel it in the leg. Hashem is Shoymer. Shoymer Yisrael. Hashem gives Nekama to the Goyim who do Averus. These Arbez Hashkachas, if we're Mechazik, we believe in it. And we say the words. The words are such Kedusha, B'layla Azu. If we say the words with a Derech Sha'adim Reitzel Leilech, with the Ratzon Litar, I want to use this night to be an uplifting moment in my life. I want to take a step to the Beis HaMikdash. As when I say the words, I'm thinking, I want these words to uplift me. I'm going to think about them. I'm going to try to be uplifted by these words. B'derech Shadam Reitzel Leilech, my Lichon Isai, we have no musik how much giant steps we'll be able to take. How we could change our Hashkafas, change ourselves, change our Mahalach HaChayim. Understand the appreciation of life. Just thinking on the time on the plane last night, and there was one person who was sitting next to me who was watching. They had a
film with the animals, all the animals walking by and the scenery, and this is this place with these animals and this place with these animals, and the other person next to me is sitting and staring into space. Baruch Hashem, and a sefer in front of me. I say, Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebara L'Chvaydai. Then, they're not at work now. What are they doing? Amen Kum. They're sitting there watching. And then when it changes from the animals to the people that act like animals, it's different. Is he really watching anything worthwhile? They dress like animals. Is he really seeing something worthwhile that's going to change him? And Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave us a Gemara. I could open up a Gemara, Talmud Torah, every word of Torah is Keneged Kulam. The Gaon says, it doesn't mean if you learn for an hour, it's Keneged Kulam. Every letter you learn of Torah is Keneged Kulam. As you're putting away La'asad Lava, it's such a tremendous schar. Instead of sitting and spacing out and looking out into space, or watching space, you could look in a Gemara. If you hear the word of the Gemara, the word Rava, Amar Abaya, every word of the Gemara, you're putting away Ischa, Nitzchi, Ayukari Him et Ninim. We start off the Agada, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch HaMakom Shenasan Lanu Es HaTorah. We went out of Mitzrayim, and we're Misameach that we went out of the Avodah Mitzrayim. What is the Ikra Simcha? What do we start with? Baruch HaMakom Shenasan Lanu Es HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us something which we have an investment in front of us, which we could put away a life investment in millions so easily. Every word of the Halevi Gemara, of a Chumash, of a Mishnah, is so powerful. Lel HaSeder is the time when we say the Baruch HaMakom, we could feel the Baruch HaMakom. We could feel Baruch Hashem, I have a Torah. Baruch Hashem, as much as I grew up and I looked at the other things that they looked at, I could change. I could add more to my Sidrei HaLimud. I could learn more seriously in my Sidrei HaLimud. I could make more time, better time out of my Sidrei HaLimud. I could put away millions. And you just take a look in the Daima. We go step after step in that Gada when we see the Amah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzar of every Yid, every Mitzri was Nenash, the cold Tzar that he caused to a Yid. In Lahavdil Elfi Alofim, if you have a son and he's playing outside and someone comes and attacks the son, the father comes out shrying, "Don't touch him, I love him dearly." As HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Bni b'choyri Yisrael, I love every year dearly, they're my shining stars. Don't touch my stars." In every mitzvah, the einish that he got for touching a Yiddish, a person, for being mitzvah a Yid, you do, if you look at the Midrashim, the mida keneged mida ara soif, for every mashu of sari was nenash for. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget, are it's bni b'chayri. We say, l'fikach anachnu chayovim l'hoidois, l'halal. We should feel that Karas HaTayv, Hashem loves us, Hashem cares about us, Hashem helped us, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Kedei that we should be Zeicha to the Torah HaKadosha, Kedei that we should be Zeicha to Olam Haba. As in L'fikach Anachnu Chayovim L'Hoidos. And there are people that have a minute to say Shir HaShirim, understand the Chasin, the Kala, they have a beautiful Chasana, they're so excited. And it comes, they're so excited, the anah of getting married to someone. That's a Shir HaShirim. The mashal of Shir HaShirim, we say, after we lay in the Haggadah, the feeling, it's so special to be able to be mitkasher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol makom asher asti l'shunim, amar alechu baruch ticho. Ma'atim advekim b'Hashem rakechem, chayim kolchem ayoyim. Uzeichet chayim nitzchiyim, she'in lam yach. In the Olam Hazeh, whatever time there is, it always goes with Ra. In the Olam Hazeh, it's Chayim Nitzchi She'en Lam Shum Ra. Nothing good ever happens. He explains, that's Yoyim She'Kuloi Toiv. It's a Yoyim which lasts forever, of Kuloi Toiv. It's never bad. It only gets better. The Goyim adds, it's not the same good. It gets better every second. Every second, that's what he explains, the Gemara in Sayyid Brachas, that Tzadikim, There's no menuchu lahem in olam haba. The yelchu mechayel ochayel. They go to another world. There's more steps. A new world of Toif. There's more steps. A new world of Toif. There's more steps. A new world of Toif. It's not like in this world when you go to the steps and you climb too high, you fall out of the bleachers. And you go to the other side of Toif. Over here in olam haba, the higher you go, the more you zeich. The more you zeich it, it's not the more empty you feel. You have too much of it. You feel so empty. It's more and more. The yom shekulay toif. There's no bad, and the good just gets better. Yeah. Something in olam haza we can't feel it. We don't have such a musik. This is the toif that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Ayidei the toiva. This is lefikach anachnu chayovim lohaydas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the chance to be a yid, to be frum. To learn Torah, to do mitzvahs, to do chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a chance to be a koichov, to be special, a mayor. Not because I'm special because I could play better than someone else. I'm special because I'm really special. Every yid could be special. Every yid could be a tzaddik like Moshe. Mufladi gezach, halavai, all our rabbeim should tell us this. You could be a tzaddik like Moshe. Not Moshe lo over there. You could be a tzaddik like Moshe. We should believe it. But what is it tali in, like we saw in the Gemara? Ein hadavar tali elabi. If we realize it's up to us, you make the decision. Do you want to be Moshe or do you want to be Mike J? Do you want to be, what do you want to be in life? Do you want to be George, Greg? What do you want to be? You can make the decision in life. What do you want to be? Who do you want to be? And that's what you make a decision. The other things, the kandigs are ready. Ain't dover tali elabi. You could be a koichov, kol echad yeshivka. Could be a koichov hameya es cheshva sakolis. How? If we'll be miskaver on the Yetzahara. Kol echad es his Yetzahara. Yitzud arayis, yitzud leitzonis, yitzud ebitulzman. Kol echad with his Yetzahara. There's plenty of gvaldig and nesyanis. But every step that we're makabel to take, this Pesach, we're makabel, we're going to try to be inspired by the Seder, to change our Malach HaChayim. We don't realize how much we should really see the art when this Bachar walks in the Beis Medrash. Their Bacharim, Be'ez Hashem, Batuachli, one day they're going to shine so bright. Their younger light, that are in Yeshiva, they see these boys shine beautifully. I see a beautiful light already. He doesn't light up yet. Yavaya Yom, I see he's going to light up. Every person can light up. Light up the Choshech of Golis. With his Iskabli Sayyidza. The Lafum Sagra Agra. We have tremendous Nisyanis with Dairus Aino. Although because we have tremendous Nisyanis, Komachu Shabamashu of Ischaskos in Taira, in Shmirus HaKadusha, Shmirus Einayim, in Chesed, in feeling for others, in Tfilah. Kol is chaskis, iz is chaskis shehi, shav kol kach harbe. And the way to start to change is the Leila Seder. It's a powerful way. You can go 100 steps. You can go 15 big steps. You can step into the Beis Hamikdash. You can go from being Rebbe Elazar Dudaya, and you can step into being Zulam Olam Haba. And the regular misugalizu is the Leila Seder. It could be mahapach a person. If we say it, b'derev shodom leitzel leilech, if we say it with the rotzim liskadish, listar, to feel da'karis, the toif, da'karis baruch hu. The shvach v'idov, the dalit koises, k'negi the dalit oisiyah shel shame. Our simcha of drinking the dalit koises is because al yidei the cheres of yitzias mitzrayim, we were mitkashel da'karis baruch hu. As thus is all the Dalits, the Leila Seder, the Dalit Manishtanis, and the Dalit Chaf, the Dalit Bonim, the Chulei Kamin Yonim of Dalit. Yeah, even in a Deraisadika level, there's Dalit, there's Pesach Matzamara, Super Yitzias Mitzrayim, Dalit. The Simcha of being Mitkashel to Dalit, to the Shem Hashem. Haidu, what makes us special is Hashem's name is with us, it's on us. Like the Gemara says in Yuma, Yisrael Asher V'cha Espa'er. The beauty of Klal Yisrael, Ein k'moy klal Yisrael. This man of simcha, you see the chesed that goes on. This man of kol echad, what he yid does, it's done differently. The limud ha'Torah, the tefillah, the chesed. Yisrael asher b'cha espayah. Why? Because we're Yashar Kel. When you see us, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what makes us special. As we're drinking the Dalet Kaisis, we're taking the Shem Hashem and we're putting it into us. And Yayin is Misameach Livoi Shel Enosh. That's what's Misameach us. We break the matzah. We put the big matzah away for suffering and we hide it. There's in Talmud Chacham a beautiful remez that it's coming to be meramez. Whatever we do in this world, we should realize that it's only a mashur. There's something hidden away from you. For Olam Haba, we put away the bigger piece of the matzah. This world, you see a mashur of what your mitzvahs are. But hide away, realize there's something hidden for you. The bigger piece of the matzah is hidden away for you. It's suffering. It's hidden away for you, the schar. And this is what every yid walks around, he has in his back pocket. Dainu, it's something no one can take away. I know my schar and Olam Haba is there waiting for me. Whoever's Isaac in Torah, Isaac in Mitzvahs, he's putting it away, an investment that no bank could take away, no guy could take away. He's putting it away in a place where it's safe for him forever, an Olam of Tais. As that says, the Hidah V'Hal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moitzi El Sanu from the Memtesh Shari Tum of Mitzvahim, took us to the Nun Shari Kedusha of Matan Torah. Chol Pesach, we had the Gevaldige Koyach to do the Mapecha. Abba Eina Dove Tali Elabi. As Hashem, try to be Mischazik together, to be Makabal on ourselves. That this Pesach we're going to try to make special. We're going to try that we should shine beautifully. We're going to try to listen to what the words of the Seder are trying to teach us. To try to understand its lesson, taking farshim that explain to us, that talk to our hearts, that reap out, that bring us out and help us understand in a deeper level and feel in a deeper level the words of the Haggadah. Those are the mafarshim that count. If you want to be mapalkal and different in running and gumachis, it's nice. But the Leila Seder, we could so much be mashiv in our leg, the Ikrei Amuna, the Ikrei of Amuna Bakarish Baruch Hu, and the Avos Hashem. The Ashkochus Hashem, the Schar, the Oynish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Schar Lo'oisei Toiv, the Oynish Lo'oisei Resha. By B'mida, we're Mischazik in these areas. By B'mida, we could implant in ourselves a change. Be'ezus Hashem, one day, we all should be Kochovim, HaMe'irim Es HaChoshech, and our light should be Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says that in the Leil HaSeder, the Baruch calls all the Palmalia together, all the Malachim. Ru b'ni chavivai, echem meshabchen oisi. So when we come to the Leil HaSeder, echem advar medir, the whole Shemayim is sitting and listening. L'havdol milyone elfei alofim. When you have the big Super Bowl, everyone's watching. Because who's the everyone that's watching? Over here, Malochei El Yoinim, Oifanim, Srofim, Kol Palmal Yishalai, Kedoshei El Yoinim are coming and listening to your Seder, your words. They want to hear. Could you imagine what your words are doing? Could you imagine what your words could do? You say it with more lave, a rotzen l'tayar. Derech Shalom Reitzalei, Derech Shalom Yelich and Isai. We help Pez Hashem and we should it together. We should make a Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we should be Zaycha, that Kemoi, Sha'esa Yamin, they were Yamin of Cheres. Kemoi, it was a Yom of Gula. We should be Zaycha, and it should be Niskayim Banu. The Nisim Asidim Ligoyal, as Hashem, Kol Echor HaNaprati's legal level, that he should have an R in his Choshech. And as is Hashem, when every Yochid tries to be Mischazik and he tries to be Meir his Choshech, as we all together will light up and will be Zeicha to the Ar HaGadol Shegunzu HaKadosh Baruch Hu.